这是一个长视频。
This is a long video.
我们在讨论大模型的时候
When we are discussing large models,
很容易被两个问题带偏。
It's easy to be led astray by two questions.
一个是它会不会取代你，另一个就是它到底有没有人类智能。
One is whether he can replace you, and the other is whether he actually has human intelligence.
前者往往在贩卖焦虑。
The former often sells anxiety.
后者其实是个定义游戏，钻牛角尖。
The latter is actually the definition of playing devil's advocate.
在我们看来
In our opinion,
这种非此即彼的问题
this kind of either this or that question,
在方向上就问错了，一个错误的问题
I made a mistake in the direction.
会建立错误的框架。
It will establish a false framework.
然后得出不着边际的答案。
Then arrive at nonsensical answers.
另外一个情景是，程序员尝试从技术的角度告诉你。
Another scenario is when a programmer tries to explain something from a technical perspective.
大模型是在预测下一个词。
Large language models are based on predicting the next word.
然后给你解释什么是注意力机制。
Then I will explain what the attention mechanism is.
什么叫神经网络
？What is a neural network？
强化学习。
Reinforcement learning.
但是很多人听完还是一脸茫然。
However, many people were still confused after listening.
最后说一句
，Finally, I want to say that
你的意思就是他很厉害。
Your meaning is that he's very good at something.
以及我永远搞不懂。
And I'll never understand.
对吗
？Right.
工程原理的解释当然没有错。
The explanation of Chang's principle is certainly correct.
但是他回答不了社会领域的问题。
However, he cannot answer questions about the social field.
就好像解释蒸汽机的原理，不等于解释了蒸汽机带来的工业革命。
Just like explaining the answer to the steam engine doesn't mean explaining the industrial revolution brought by the steam engine.
今天我们尝试做一个连接者。
Today we are trying to make a connector.
不讲技术
，without technical details，
术不讲哲学
，without philosophy，
也不讲什么就业出路。
They don't talk about any career prospects。
我将用最简单的语言与你探讨一下 AI 的社会学本质。
I will discuss the social nature of AI with you in simple terms。
你将会理解大语言模型究竟为什么强。
You will understand why large language models are so powerful.
它是怎么样撬动现有社会结构的，以及 AI 会如何推动我们重新定义价值。
How can it disrupt existing social structures, and how will AI drive us to redefine values?
这期和之前的 AI 时代的价值支持放在一起。
This issue and the previous issues on AI's value support are combined.
你会发现，我们讲的不是什么热点新闻。
You will find that we are not talking about any hot news.
而是试图去撑起你面对 AI 时代的逻辑框架。
Instead, it attempts to build a logical framework for you to face the age of AI.
大家好。
Hello, everyone.
这里是动态认知。
This is dynamic cognition.
如果每一天的颠覆新闻、技术论文是一楼的话
，If every day's disruptive news technology papers are posted on the first floor,
那么我们要上到二楼来看这些事儿。
Then we need to go up to the second floor to see these things.
实际上，真正重要的变化。一句就能说清楚。
In fact, the truly important change can be explained in one sentence.
那就是人类语言这个古老界面 第一次被机器大规模地接入了。
That was the first time that human language, this ancient interface, had been massively intervened in by machines.
过去
In the past,
计算机的世界很精确
The world of computers is precise.
字段就是字段
Field is field.
代码就是代码
Code is code.
他们只能处理已经被切好、排列整齐的信息。
They can only process information that has been cut and arranged neatly.
你会说计算机很厉害。
You say computers are amazing.
但你不会说它有智慧。
But you won't say it has intelligence.
因为现实世界并不是这样运行的。
Because the real world doesn't work that way.
现实里面有语境。
In reality, there is context.
有情绪
have emotions,
有意图
intention,
有审美
have aesthetic sense,
有一句话背后的犹豫
there is a hesitation behind one sentence,
也有需求
there is also a demand,
背后没有被说出来的真问题
the unspoken real problems behind it.
所以在相当长的一段时间里
Therefore, for a considerable period of time,
要让机器干活，人必须做好翻译。程序员干的就是那个翻译的活儿。
To make machines do work that humans would normally perform, programmers must be able to translate. They are the ones who carry out this translation.
在这个结构中
In this structure,
他们一直扮演了守门人。模糊
They have always played the role of vague gatekeepers.
世界要进入精确时
The world is entering precision.
世界必须经过工程加工
The world must undergo engineering processing.
谁掌握翻译权
Who holds the power of translation?
谁就掌握了系统入口
Who controls the system's entry controls everything.
这就是过去那道窄门。
This is the narrow gate that was in the past.
今天大模型忽然让你觉得它有脑子了。
Today, a large model suddenly made you feel like it has a brain.
是因为现在语言可以被计算了。
Because language can now be computed.
因为这个突破。
Due to this breakthrough.
所以你发现了没有？所有大语言模型的标配。
So, have you noticed that all large language models come with a standard set of features?
就是聊天窗口。
It's a chat window.
事实上
In fact,
现在人类语言已经成为了计算机的使用。
Currently, human language has become the use of computers.
界面。
Interface.
语言是什么
？What is language?
语言不是世界本身。
Language is not the world itself.
它是人类和世界长期互动之后留下的经验压缩包。一个词不是一个孤立符号。
It is a compressed package of experience left over from the long interaction between humans and the world. A word is not an isolated symbol.
一个句子也不是词的排列。
A sentence is not just a string of words.
它里面包含了我们对世界的理解。
It contains our understanding of the world.
包含了我们怎样把这个本来连成一体的世界。
This includes how we can transform this interconnected world into
切成一个一个的对象。
Cut into individual objects.
也包含了我们怎样重新把这些碎片组合成一个关系整体。
It also includes how we can reassemble these fragments into a relational whole.
当我说汽车正在通过大桥的时候
When I said that a car was passing over the bridge,
拆开句子看，汽车，桥。
He constructed the sentence to see a car bridge.
通过每一个词都在指向着某一个事物。
Each word points to a specific object.
同时
at the same time,
它们共同组成句子，里面又包含着词与词之间的关联。
They form a sentence together, and the words within it are related to each other.
比如是汽车
For example, cars.
通过大桥
Via the bridge.
不是大桥
Not a bridge.
通过汽车
Through the car.
每个句子都在表达着自己的区分与关联。
Each sentence expresses its own distinction and association.
在人类浩瀚的文本中
In the vast expanse of human text,
包含了天文数量级别的区分与关联
contained astronomical amounts of differentiation and association.
所以文本不是简单的排列。
Therefore, the text is not just a simple arrangement.
它就是人类对世界的理解。
It is the understanding of the world by humans.
大模型接入的就是人类的超级经验库。
Large language models are essentially a repository of human experience.
这个经验库
This experience database.
人类已经打磨了几万年。
Humans have been refining it for tens of thousands of years.
甚至几十万年。
Even tens of thousands of years.
过去，语言作为人与世界互动的有效界面。
Language has been an effective interface for humans to interact with the world in the past.
有且只有一个东西能够读写。
There is only one thing that can read and write.
那就是人脑。文字离开大脑。
That's the human brain leaving the mind.
只是纸上的墨迹，屏幕上的像素。
Just ink on paper, pixels on a screen.
所以这不是机器人。
Therefore, this is not a robot.
突然像人一样思考。
Suddenly thinking like a person.
而是桌子上突然多了一个玩家。
Instead, a new player suddenly appeared on the table.
一个叫大语言模型的。
A large language model.
它能够大规模地读写这个界面，不但吞吐量巨大。
It can read and write this interface on a large scale, not only with huge throughput.
而且随时随地就能调用。
And it can be accessed anytime, anywhere.
那么它是怎么计算的？两个字，概率。
How is the probability of two words calculated?
如果在人类文本中
In human text,
男人与女人经常一起出现
Men and women often appear together.
那么计算机就会记得它们的关联性比较高。
Therefore, the computer will remember their high correlation.
当你的问题中出现了其中一个词
When one of the words in your question appears,
那么另一个词出现的概率就不会很低。
Therefore, the probability of another word appearing will not be very low.
而甲壳虫和冥王星几乎不会同时出现。
The beetle and the king of mercy almost never appear together.
那么他们的关联性就会很弱。
Therefore, their correlation will be weak.
通过强大的计算
Through powerful computing.
让所有的区分与关联都换算成一串串的概率参数
Convert all distinctions and associations into a string of probability parameters.
那就会得到一张巨大无比的概率图。
Then you will get a huge probability.
图谱，推理就是根据你的提示词、上下文以及事先设计好的规则计算。
Graph reasoning is based on your prompt context and pre-designed rules to calculate.
那个最有可能出现的下一个词是什么
？What is the most likely next word?
这些原理你听不明白也不重要。
These principles are not important, and you won't understand them anyway.
你只需要知道。
You just need to know.
语言是人类与世界交互的有效界面。
Language is an effective interface for humans to interact with the world.
而大模型接入的不是一套简单符号。
But the integration of large models is not a simple set of symbols.
而是人类长期与世界互动后沉淀出来的高浓度经验包。
Instead, it is a concentrated package of experience accumulated over long-term interaction with the world by humans.
当人类语言能被计算的时候，
When human language can be computed,
那就意味着全部人类的看法能用概率进行计算了。
This means that all human opinions can be calculated using probability.
请留意大模型。
Please pay attention to large models.
其实不知道桥在物理世界是什么意思。
Actually, I don't know what a bridge means in the physical world.
但他只需要知道这个词是最大概率。
But he only needs to know that this word has the highest probability.
应该显示在你屏幕上的，那就够了。
That's all you need to see on your screen.
凭借这些算法。
With these algorithms.
过去很多需要人来翻译的工作。
Many tasks that previously required human translators are now being automated.
现在由大语言模型来担当。
Currently, large language models are taking over.
这就产生了一个重要的效果。
This creates a significant effect.
模糊的现实世界与精确的计算系统之间。
The blurry reality and the precise calculation system.
他们的通道被极大的拓宽了。
Their channel has been greatly widened.
这就是我们这期的核心观点。
This is the core point of this issue.
大模型就是模糊世界与精确世界之间的新界面。
Large language models are a new interface between the blurry world and the precise world.
不要小看了这种界面的拓宽。
Don't underestimate the expansion of this interface.
如果你说一个意图，
If you state an intention,
计算机就能够像程序员。
Computers can be like programs.
工程师。
Engineer.
分析师甚至画师那样为你工作。
Analysts and even artists work for you.
那么这种可获得性和深度
So, this level of accessibility
足以撼动现有的分工价值
Capable of disrupting existing division of labor
逻辑核心认知说完
Once the core logic is understood
我们就可以去说AI 到底懂不懂这个问题了。
And we can talk about whether AI really understands or not.
如果我们把理解当成一个开关，
If we treat understanding as a switch,
那讨论会变得很幼稚。
The discussion became very childish.
开了就是懂，关了。
Once you start, you'll understand everything.
就是不懂。
I don't understand.
其实连我们人自己的理解都不是这样的。
In fact, even our own understanding is not like that.
一个普通人理解的时间和一个物理学家理解时间完全不是同一层。
A normal person's understanding of time and the physicist's understanding of time are completely different.
年轻时候听李宗盛和年长了之后听也不是一回事儿。
When I was young, I liked listening to Lies and Shame, but now I don't like listening to him anymore.
所以理解不是开关。
Therefore, understanding is not a switch,
而是光谱。
Instead, it's a spectrum.
你现在应该明白。
You should now understand.
人类语言本来就不是为了精确计算而建立的。一个模型
Human language was not originally designed for precise calculation.
不需要像医生一样拥有生命经验。
You don't need to have life experience like a doctor.
才能帮助查病例，提示风险。
This will help identify potential risks in the case.
帮助医生去搜索医学证据。
Help doctors to search for medical evidence.
一个模型。
A model.
也不需要像律师一样去经历法庭的攻防。
You don't need to go through the legal battle like a lawyer.
才能帮助你去梳理合同条款。
This will help you to understand the terms of the contract.
现在你也能够明白大模型。
Now you can also understand large models.
为什么会改变我们对价值的定义？
What causes us to change our definition of value?
因为在资本的视野下，
Because in the eyes of capital,
价值是取决于稀缺性的。
Value is determined by scarcity.
如果靠大模型和电力推动就能得到的东西，
If we can get something by relying on large models and electricity,
那么它迟早只会比电费贵一点。
Then it will eventually cost more than electricity.
人类社会的几乎所有主题都是基于人脑算力有限。
The almost all topics in human society are based on the limited computing power of the human brain.
这个前提下建立的一整套运行结构。
Under this premise, a complete set of operating structures has been established.
所以，如果算力上限被极大的提高了，
Therefore, if the computational power limit is greatly increased,
那么就不是修改参数的问题，
then it's not a parameter modification issue,
而是更换坐标系了。专业的分工与合作，人才的定义。
Instead, they switched to a different coordinate system, the definition of professional division and cooperation personnel,
组织形态
organizational structure,
甚至分配的结构都会发生变化。
Even the structure of the allocation will change.
而这一切仅仅是刚开始而已。
And all of this is just the beginning.
但是大语言模型也是有局限的。
However, large language models also have limitations.
实际上已经有很多 AI 科学家指出了当前的大语言模型的各种问题。
In fact, many AI scientists have already pointed out the various problems of current large models.
比如打通了模糊到精确的思考层。
For example, it has helped to clarify the transition from vague to precise thinking.
它还要打通物理层。
He also needs to break through the physical layer.
空间智能
Spatial intelligence
具身智能这些线条的进展
The progress of these lines, giant intelligence
还有很多的障碍
There are many obstacles.
其次
Secondly
文本只是人类思考的子集文字
Text is just a subset of human thought expressed in words.
不是人类获得互动信息的唯一来源。
Not the only source of interactive information for humans.
甚至不是最底层。
Not even the lowest level.
而机器的视觉效率仍然远低于人类。
However, the machine's visual efficiency is still far lower than that of humans.
还有，现在的概率计算范式在有明确答案。
And the current probability calculation framework assumes that there is a definite answer.
收敛类型的问题上往往更强。
The problem of convergence type is often more prominent.
而开放的问题上就非常一般。
The question of openness is very general.
最多只是平均值或者稍强。
At most, it's just an average or slightly stronger.
一旦你给的约束不对。
Once the constraints you provide are incorrect.
反而很容易得到奇怪的结果。
It's easy to get strange results.
目前，理工科看起来价值被短路的比例更高。
Currently, it seems that the proportion of subjects in STEM fields is higher.
这是因为这类专业的可计算性更高。
This is because these professions have higher computational abilities.
很多学科本来就是以确定做法为目的而建立的一整套收敛框架。方法越清晰。
The purpose of many disciplines is to establish a complete set of convergent methods, and the more clear these methods are, the better.
数据样本越多
the more data samples,
AI 的效能也就越高
the more powerful the AI, the higher its efficiency.
而文科看起来似乎好点
and the humanities seem to be better.
因为他们的工作本来就是要超出平均概率去创造点什么。
Because their job is originally to create something beyond the average probability.
如果有一天科学家们发现有一些关键的突破。
If one day scientists discover some key breakthroughs,
无法在现有的 AI 路径下达成。
Cannot be achieved within the existing AI path.
那么那里就是 AI 的上限。
That's the limit of AI.
也有人认为
Some people also believe that
自从科学启蒙之后
Since the Enlightenment
人类就一直处于独特性被逐步削弱的历史进程中
Humans have always been in a historical process of gradually losing their uniqueness.
不过总的来说
Overall
AI 目前只是作为一个变量加入到了棋局中。
Currently, AI is just a variable added to the game.
价值竞争还是主要发生在人群之间。
Value competition mainly occurs between groups, not individuals.
不是在人类与 AI 之间。
Not between humans and AI.
那么这个节奏什么时候会改变？
When will this rhythm change?
其实你应该清楚
Actually, you should be clear that
并且经常去留意的是一个对应逻辑
And what I'd often notice is a corresponding logic.
AI 能力越强
The stronger the AI's ability
社会结构的改变就会越多
The more the social structure changes.
这已经很明显了
This is already obvious.
比如安全问题已经远超了。
For example, security issues have already far exceeded the previous level.
包括核技术在内的任何已知技术。AI 能力已经是国家竞争的战略资产。
Including AI capabilities based on nuclear technology, it has already become a strategic asset in national competition.
还有就业问题也已经非常明显。
The issue of employment is also very obvious.
你有没有发现，你读任何一个专业
？Have you noticed that when reading any subject,
现在都会有就业焦虑。
Now everyone is experiencing job anxiety.
这就说明不是专业选择的问题。
This indicates that it is not a matter of professional choice.
甚至不是经济周期的问题。
It's not even an economic cycle problem.
而是人类社会根本没有准备好新的分工合作范式。
However, human society is not yet ready for the new division of labor and cooperation model.
所有人都只能自行解决这个问题。
Everyone must solve this problem on their own.
50年后
50 years later,
人们不会记得现在大名鼎鼎的这些模型的名字。
People won't remember the names of these famous models today.
就像你不会记得英特尔的8088处理器曾经红极一时。
Just like you wouldn't remember that Intel's 8088 processor was once very popular.
人们真正记住的是精确的数字。
People truly remember the precise numbers.
世界。
World.
通过语言。
through language.
这座桥第一次大规模地接入了模糊的人类世界。
This bridge has been widely integrated into the blurred human world.
所以实际上，对人类集体智慧的最大考验。
Therefore, the greatest test for human collective intelligence is actually.
还没到。这里。
Not here yet.
是动态认知。
Dynamic cognition.
我们下次再聊。
Talk to you later.